God. I want to talk about wisdom tonight. How many need some wisdom? Amen. I got some really good stuff. Are you ready to keep up? All right. Good. I want to make a real connection between our words and our identity as a... How many would like somebody to say you're wise? That's actually a label, isn't it? They are wise. As opposed to what? A fool. Some comedians like to use that a lot. You fool. But we actually are identified based upon our actions, aren't we? And man, Proverbs talks a whole bunch about fools and wise, right? And but there's a connection that we can make that will be helpful. And I want us to just, this is probably stuff we already know, but man, let's get a fresh view on it. Can we do that? All right. So I'm just going to go through my notes because I got several, I want to use several scriptures. I'm not going to labor on them too much, but I want to get through them because I think they're all helpful. And this is the night, this is Bible study night, right? This is, you know, Sunday morning is a little bit more public, I guess you could say. We're all family here tonight, aren't we? All right. So, how words form the wise versus fool identity. So what I like about this is that it gives us a way to not just randomly ask God to make us wise, but see how he does that. And it's actually a change of our identity that can take place. So let's look at this. I'm going to go through it, what I'm going to be looking at, but in, these are kind of the things I'm going to look at. It says, words spoken have a source, don't they? Any words that we speak, they came from somewhere else. Is that right? All right. And we, when they're heard and spoken, they input and affect the heart with identity. So when you hear some words, and this is why we'll get to this, it becomes very critical if we're going to be wise. It's important what we're putting in, okay? So words that are heard and spoken, and then this is part of the thing is that part of the input process is actually speaking these words, okay? But they input and affect the heart with identity. man, Rick and I have gone through some heart issues, you know? It's like you find out that there's stuff you're inputting that's affecting your heart, and you didn't even know it. Is that right? And, man, I'm finding that out, and it's like, you know what? We make some adjustments, right? We make some adjustments, get some help. But... And a lot of times we don't realize that in our spiritual thing is, man, words are continually affecting not just, it's not something that we can just get over by grace. It's making a condition of our heart that's being affected, okay? Comes from the input of words. As the heart's expression, words reflect their input source, okay? So words coming in make an effect on the heart. Words coming out reveal what the source was of the words that went in. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay. All actions become demonstrations of the heart's word-affected identity. So it's not just going to be words that come out of us, but if somebody's acting like a fool, you know they put in some fool stuff from a fool source. Is that right? So don't hold it against them, right? Don't get mad at them for that foolish action. Just realize that they're just demonstrating what's been put in. And you're just seeing a reflection of the source of the words that they input. Is that right? Okay. Fear of God isolates him as the hearing speaking source for the wise. This is what we're getting from the word. But this is what, it becomes very important. This is something I've discovered in my diet and in my heart situation. You know, you think, well, I can just do a little bit. How many get by with a little bit of stuff? It's like, a little bit is what takes you down the wrong path, doesn't it? Eventually. But fear, what fear of God does is it, and so we're aware of how fear of God affects wisdom, right? But how does it affect it? And I believe it affects it in now. If every word that's coming in is going to affect my heart, I'm going to have an awe of the one, the only source that I want coming into this heart. Because I realize what it's going to do. Amen? Okay. And then fear of the world. How many realize that you can fear the world? Most people fear the world. They're worried about what the world thinks about things. So much so that they're on social media all the time, finding out what the world thinks. And they're getting their input from that. And that's what you're doing. If you're drawing from what the world says about stuff, and that's your source, you fear it. You're concerned about what it says about things, right? But what that does is it turns you from God as the hearing, speaking source for the fool. Is that right? And you're not going to be able to help it. So here's the cool thing, and this is kind of where I want to get to, is if you have some fool tendencies, they're fixable. Amen? By what we're putting in, you can make some changes, right? All right, let's go. I'm going to talk about filling the heart. So what we talked about is this heart is actually, you can affect its identity. You can affect its condition by what you're inputting into it. So I'm just going to go through several of these. And we're familiar with these again. But man, we'll relate them to some other things that we can really apply. Amen? So those devouring godly info. How many know that you actually, words are actually something you can devour? They become something that you enjoy. And we have so many examples of this anymore with all this information that we have coming on us all the time, right? And you can get an appetite for it. And your little, what is that effect you get? Dopamine, you get a dopamine hit every time you get some information. How many are following the news right now? Man, there's stuff going on in Israel and Iran and all this stuff. And, you know, it's good to be informed. But if you're looking for that all the time and you're getting your dopamine hit off of that, what are you doing? You're delighting in that and you're actually devouring it. Is that right? And you don't realize it's doing something to your heart. Okay? A wise person, okay, so what I really like about these verses that I'm going to look at here is they're declaring the identity of a person, not just something they do. Don't you like this? It says, a wise person. That's their identity, right? Is hungry for knowledge. Now, I don't know about you, but if I'm hungry for something, it's not because it's something I've never had before. I've developed an appetite for it. Is that right? That's something we start talking about certain food substances right now, and we can just start salivating, can't we? Our kids were watching this show last night. What is it? With a chance of meatballs or something like that? Cloudy with a chance of meatballs, you know, and man, they're eating all kinds of food, and it just destroys them after a while, right? It gets all too big and whatnot. Because what you're hungry for, you're going to devour, right? While the fool feeds on trash. Isn't that interesting? he likes fast food. He likes junk food, right? And you think, man, I remember when I first came down here, I was doing a lot of work for a roofing company, and I thought if I just ate a fast food meal during the day, that it wasn't going to bother me. You know, it's like, I'm really doing well if I just go through Whataburger or something once a day, you know? And you don't realize that over the years, it's junk food. And I was a fool is what I was. I was eating trash. Now, that's just an example. But the same thing can happen with info that we're putting in. Words that we're receiving, is that right? We don't realize, I can just do a little bit. I was at church all day. I can go home and flesh out a little bit. I was around spiritual people that used to use that word. I just need to flesh out a little bit. It's like, what? What you're doing is you're eating some junk that's doing something to your heart that's building up over time. And what it's doing is it's disabling your ability to act in the ways that wisdom can produce. Amen? And what you are is you're not fearing God in that moment. Okay. All right. Let's go to Proverbs 15:31. Inputting corrective words is what the wise do. If you listen to constructive criticism, you'll be at home among what? Not just somebody that is wise, but they are wise. Can you see the difference? It's not just something they're doing, it's their identity. And what's that constructive criticism? That's stuff that you might not favor, but you're inputting it anyway because it's making a change. And you actually like it. How many like to work out? I like to find excuses not to work out, but I find out when I do, I'm glad I did. My wife got me this new ring that tells me how I'm taking care of myself, you know? And I'm used to kind of overdid it a little bit this week. Man, I went like an hour and 15 minutes on my cardio, you know, and it's like, and I kind of push it when I do it. And it's like, tells me the next day, you did really good yesterday, but you need to rest today. You know, but those constructive words are things that you have a desire for if you are wise. Because what are they doing? They're going down and they're actually bringing help to your heart. Amen? Bringing change to your heart. All right, let's see. Proverbs 2:10. So words fill the heart. For wisdom will enter your heart. Isn't this cool? What is wisdom? It's words. It's words, isn't it? And knowledge will fill you with joy. So we're looking at, what are you doing? You're inputting. You're inputting, right? Here's Psalm 119:11. I have thought much about your words. So this means it's going to have to be something that's not just a Sunday thing. It's not just a first thing in the morning thing. But I thought much about your words. And it's, what happens when we do that? And store them in my heart. That's like they're precious, right? So that they would hold me back from sin. I like the statement I got here. The heart's storage determines its protection. Isn't this good? I don't know about you, but I've felt my heart overwhelmed by things. I've gotten into anxiety and oppression about things. And what's that an indication of? It hasn't been guarded. I've let something come into it. A word of some kind has allowed to come in there. Because when you store up those things that God gives us, have you sensed the other side too? When you're going through the same thing and it's just like, this is not bothering me. Kind of makes you think about Jesus going through the storm in the ship and he's just sleeping on the boat. Why? Because he has not put any fear into his heart. And when they're coming at him with heart full of fear. It's storm heart, right? Okay. Psalm 1:1-2. This is the one, and I wrote a song about this that we did on our first little recording, and my son tells me that it's my best music ever. I was like, oh, I guess I should have just stopped back then. But they liked this. There was a little song about these. The whole chapter, I believe, that blessed is the man who does not do what? Walk in the counsel of the ungodly. What is that? That's words from a bad source. Nor stands in the path of sinners. What are you doing? You're exposing yourself. You're getting in a place where it can affect you, where it can be input. And you think, it doesn't affect me. Words that you're hearing, words that are, in fact, you know, I think what they're talking about is willfully being in these places. It's like your choice, right? Nor sits in the seat of the scornful. How many know there's a lot of scornful stuff going on? But his delight. Man, I was encouraged in this when I was thinking about this. God, do I actually just delight in your word? It should be something that makes you happy. Amen? It should be something that makes your heart glad. Amen? In his law, he meditates day and night. Okay, we're going to see another thing about this, but the key to this, and I've thought about this a lot of times, you know, if you could only just be aware that God was there, it would fix everything all the time. Is that right? You wouldn't say certain things for sure, but you wouldn't do things. It's like, if you could just really believe he was there all the time. Well, if your words going in and coming out are so critical, then if you make sure that the only ones going in and out all the time are the delighted ones in the Lord, there's no place left for the other ones. Is that right? Kind of a good trick right there, right? So let's keep going. The heart produces what is filled and formed it. So what we've looked at is the input of words. It's affecting the heart. And they're either wise or they're foolish or they're sinners or they're scornful. But whatever they are, they're affecting the condition of the heart with either an identity, not just behaviors, but an identity with wise or fool. Okay? So we're going to look at what's coming out of the heart now. We put stuff into it. This is what comes out. From good storage, good identity, and production. Luke 6:45. A good man, this is Jesus talking, isn't it? A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. So what I think is really cool about this is you can change what's going in by what you say. But what comes out as an overflow of the heart is completely dependent on that. And the overflow is an indication of what you've been doing, okay? But what I like about this, and Jesus kind of reinforces again, is this, it's not just behaviors, it's identity. He calls you a good man. Is that right? And this is the different perspective on this that I'm kind of seeing, is that it's not just something we're attaining to. It's changing. Now, how many have become a new creation in Christ Jesus? I mean, your old man is gone. Your old man. But you know this transformation, there's sanctification that goes on. I believe this is a part of that. Amen? That if we're not experiencing the goodness. And here, there was a passage out of the Old Testament I was looking at, and it said, a fool walking down the way, you can tell by just looking at him. If somebody can identify us as being a fool or acting like a fool, it's indicating that we might be a new creation in Christ, but we still have to be transforming a little bit. Amen? And what I love is God isn't going to condemn us, but we have an opportunity because there's benefits to wisdom, isn't there? All the blessings of God are contained in, because what is wisdom? It's taking truth and acting appropriately for it to produce for you, okay? All right. Proverbs 16:23. From the storage, a heart produces words of the wise. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth. Isn't that cool? So it's not just any heart, though, right? It's a heart that's been input with the good. And what does it do? It teaches the mouth and adds learning to his lips. Okay? Ecclesiastes 10:12. Words reveal the heart's identity. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool shall swallow him up. Proverbs 15:2. Words from the heart of the wise are enticing. The fool, not so much. The tongue of the wise makes knowledge appealing, but the mouth of a fool belches out foolishness. Just inevitable, isn't it? So this is what's coming out. Proverbs 15:7. One more. This is what's coming out of the heart. The heart filled with wise words provides them. The fool's has nothing. So here's the thing. If you're just living to yourself, you can be a fool and it's going to hurt somebody. But you're not going to be able to provide help for anybody at all. But when you're wise, transforms who you are to a provider of wisdom, not just an identity, but now you're going to be able to provide it for somebody. And here's the irony of this. There's so many fools out there acting like they're giving advice. And all it is foolishness. Is that right? Okay. So, it becomes very critical then that we take care of what's being input. Take care of what is the source. Amen? Critical. Determining. Are we getting those up there? Okay, yeah. Determining and guarding the heart's word source. Okay? So, the way it's determined the condition of the heart is the source of the words coming in, right? This sounds pretty simple, doesn't it? But I think it can be profound for us. Deciding and protecting the source of heart input affects all of life. Again, we're making the connection between the condition of the heart and the words that are being input. Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. How many are familiar with that passage? Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the virtues of life, right? And I thought, well, this is a pretty good way to do that. How do you guard your heart? Now, we have gates. We have our eye gates. But it's all associated with things that are coming in the form of words that are going to affect the heart. So if you're going to guard your heart, you have to protect the source of its input. Is that right? So turning to God as the source is the first step. So Psalm 111, 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We're familiar with this too, right? A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. So what is the fear of the Lord? It goes on to the next statement there, and it says, a good understanding have all those who do his commandments. How do you do his commandments? And what are his commandments? It's not just a bunch of laws. It's knowing him. It's his will, isn't it? We still have commandments today, don't we? We're supposed to love each other. But what I like, you know what the most important one in the Old Testament was? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, all your strength, right? And what is that? That's a word, isn't it? It's from God. And what happens when you fear God? And again, this fear is, I think there's a healthy concern about what's going to happen if you don't do this. I'm so glad that God loves us and he welcomes with arms of grace all the time. But the healthy fear should be, what am I missing out on if I don't listen to what he has to say? Every single word that comes from him can make an effect on the identity of my heart. That means I'm going to be very careful about honoring what he says above anything else. Is that right? So it says, a good understanding have all those who do his commandments. And what would be all those who don't? It's kind of like, you know, when you get stopped by the police for going too fast, ignorance is not an excuse, is it? The policeman's going to say, I don't care if you didn't see that speed limit sign. It was there, right? I think it's kind of like this way with the word of God. It's like, ignorance is not a way to live in the kingdom. No, knowing everything, every single word that comes from the Father becomes an opportunity for the heart to be affected by it. Amen? And it will only be as there's an associated fear with the one who said it. Because when that is honored, it will do away with its opposition. Okay? When you really believe in your diet, it's like I'm going through some stuff right now. I'm kind of not reveal too much, but we're making some changes, okay? And what you have to do is become very protective of the changes you're making. You don't cheat. You don't allow something else to come in. Is that right? And to the degree that you believe in the effect that it's going to have on you, you're going to do without some things that you might have wanted to do. Is that right? And we had some cheesecake the other night. How many, or not cheesecake, carrot cake. Oh, man, it was so wonderful. But I can't do that all the time. I got to protect myself. Here's the thing with God. You get to the place where I'm so honoring of who he is. What he says is going to take precedence over everything else, because most of the time what he says has opposition from another source. Is that right? So how are you going to choose his words over somebody else? You fear him more than you fear that other source. Is that right? Isn't this helpful? Because I don't want to just say, okay, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. How? Because the words that are coming in are going to affect my heart, and everything that affects my heart affects everything else about my life. Amen? Now, what's really cool about this, the wise person isn't just wise towards the things of God. They're wise to everything in their life. Amen? Because it becomes part of your nature to make a wise choice. Amen? And you don't have to go find a scripture for everything. It's affecting your whole life. Is that right? Guard your heart with all diligence. That's the fear of God. For out of it are the virtues of life. Proverbs 1:7. Fear the Lord. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge. Isn't that good? But fools despise wisdom and discipline. What is that? That means they disregard it. They don't take it to heart. They sit through a whole service and can't even tell you what they said in the service. All right. All right, let's go to Romans 10. With the input of the gospel, the heart produces a salvation-receiving confession. So, in the Old Testament, they were told, well, let me see what I've got here. Yeah, let me not go there. So this principle of words is how we actually enter in to our relationship with God. It's the entrance of a word. What is the gospel? God sent his son to die for you, that none should have to perish, but all can have eternal life. You know what? You know what that sounds like to the world? Foolishness, doesn't it? Right? Well, it's just one word, isn't it? I mean, it's just one truth, isn't it, coming our way? And here's the cool thing about it. When you start taking truth, and you know that this is the source of all true knowledge, but when you start, when you hear this one word from God, and it's not enough for you just to hear it, what happens? It comes to you, it goes into your heart, but it's not done until it comes out of your heart. Is that right? That one word comes, and it's not enough. It's got to come out. And that's the process. Because the condition of the heart has to be displayed through the mouth. Okay, let's look at Romans 10:8-10. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. These are words, aren't they? So it's right there in your mouth. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This is an amazing thing, isn't it? It's a reality that people in the world cannot understand. But it's the first step into wisdom, isn't it? And here, it's not the last step. It's just the first, isn't it? Everything else about God works in the very same way. It's a word comes in, And it'll work to the degree that we allow it to. How many have known Christians that just kind of stayed in the same place their whole life? And we used to have testimony services. You know, people stand up and say, 20 years ago, I was gloriously saved. And I'm just pray for me because I've been going through this. You know, it's like, come on, let's go. Let's take another word that God said. Let's get it in our heart. Let's allow it to occupy our mouth. Amen? And it needs to displace the curse, the words from the enemy that would destroy us. Amen? And until it actually displaces those, every curse can corrupt even a word that we're trying to say. It's not enough to just confess things because they're in the Word of God, like a magical thing. It needs to be a word that we're actually delighting in. It's going in and affecting our heart. And now when we say it, it's an eruption. It's a response from a heart that's been conditioned. Amen? And it's not just a religious practice. It's a display of wisdom. Amen? Can you see this connection, how necessary it is? For with the heart one believes unto righteousness. And how is that heart believing? It's received a word from God. And with the mouth, confession is made into salvation. And in that one rehearsal of this process, a new creation is made. What's happened? The identity has changed completely, hasn't it? We're a new creation now. But now, that's going to apply to every other part of our life. If you guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the virtues of life, that means there's going to be a lot of other virtues that we need to receive from God. Is that right? All right, Joshua 1:8. By speaking the word exclusively, a wise identity is formed for all of life. So this becomes the challenge. We can be lukewarm, we can be of the world, or we can just say, you know what? God really is my Lord. Jesus really is my Lord. And that's what we're doing when we're confessing him. Jesus is my Lord. Well, your Lord of just kneeling and saying he's your Lord? Or the Lord of your finances, the Lord of your family, the Lord, because in every way, there's going to be either words that curse that experience in your life or words that rehearse what God has said. Amen? And only the words that God has said that are input and spoken ourselves can produce the wisdom of God in every other part of our life. Yeah. Amen? The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Not just from your eyes, from your mouth. Can you see the necessity of us getting this in our mouth? Amen? It's the devouring of it that causes it to actually affect our heart. And I want it to be the condition, the identity of my heart. Not just a work that I'm trying to do. The word of God is quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces down in and causes there to be a change in the heart. Amen? Meditate in it day and night that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. I mean, so that there can be wisdom, right? So that you can act according to its intent. And then, look at this is the part that I think is really cool. It says, for then you will make your way prosperous. And then you will have good success. Why? It's because who you are has been changed. Isn't this cool? I like this because, you know, I'm grateful that I'm born again in Christ. But I'm really grateful that I can grow in this. I'm grateful that I don't have to be discouraged because I feel like a failure in something else. And I can reinforce that by saying it.
Yes. Amen.
I'm just telling you what I'm going through. No, you're not. You're choosing to say what you're experiencing rather than what God said.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's good.
And there's only one way you can act now is like a fool. Is that right? Because you've conditioned your heart by a curse rather than by the promise. Is that right? All right. This is what's really cool about this. Anyone can become wise with the right choice of source. Man, we need to really become cognizant of the continual effect of words on our heart. Amen? And become so aware of the presence of God that we say, God, I fear you in this moment. I'm not going to allow there to be an input like that. Entertainment. You know? Things. You can sear your conscience. Remember Lot did this. I mean, he's living in Sodom. We think we've got problems today. There's nothing new, is there? There was a bunch of junk going on back then. And I'm sure when he even was presented with the possibilities of what people could act like in the way they were, that when he first heard that, he was repulsed by it, I'm sure. But you get around it too long, you get used to it. Oh, you could enjoy hanging out with scornful people, sinners, amen? Not that we're not supposed to love and to reach out to people, but you know what I'm saying, where you're allowing it to be an input into your life. All right, so James 1:5. If any one of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. This is a really cool thing that the first step in the fear of God is to turn towards God. Amen? I just don't think you're ever going wrong or God's ever holding it against you, no matter how foolish you've been, as if you just turn towards him. Amen? If you lack wisdom, if you have some stuff that looks kind of foolish going on, he says, just come to me. He says, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. So when I'm looking at that, though, I've always looked at that before and said, God, give me wisdom. Well, what does wisdom look like? According to what we've looked at tonight, what would wisdom be from God? I believe it's words. Amen? How many know Jesus was wisdom? Jesus is wisdom. Is that right? And he's made to us wisdom also. But how did he come? The word became flesh. The word became flesh. Dwelt among us, right? How is that wisdom imparted to us? When we ask him for wisdom, what's he going to say? I bestow upon thee wisdom. And from now on, you're just going to act like you're the smartest thing in the world. I don't think so. I think he's going to say, okay, here's some words I'm going to give you. What are you going to do with them? Amen? Are you going to just go back into hanging out with fools? To entertaining words from fools? Or are you going to take to heart what I'm saying? Because there is a way that you need to go that will be wisdom, but it will have words associated with it. Amen? And those words that you might think are unrelated to your condition that you want wisdom for, all wisdom comes together. That's why I like it. It said, you know what? Then you will make your way prosperous. Then you will have success. When you do what? When you take every word that I've said and you don't just acknowledge it, you put it in your mouth. You say something. Amen? Now, there's so much in the New Testament that makes this effective for us, and it's about who we are in Christ now. Is that right? And it's not enough to just hear a nice sermon about who I am in Christ and put it in the back of our mind. If it's not coming out of our mouth, it hasn't changed the condition of our heart. Is that right?
Yeah, right.
To the point that we're exclusive. I like that this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Well, what is our law now? I'm in Christ. The old has passed away. Everything's new. Amen? And that needs to be reflected in what's coming out of my mouth, or it can't be reflected in my actions. Amen? All right. God's wisdom versus the world's. His words make wise the simple who believe and speak them. Are y'all good? Let me see here. This is talking about the difference between the wisdom of the world and the wisdom that we have. And there's a stark difference. And until you are born again, here's the cool thing about what we're talking about, is our hearts have been changed already. And every time you tap into what God has said, he becomes wisdom for us. But the words have to be associated with the heart, or the heart can get sick. That's why there's a lot of Christians that are sick of heart, because they're talking out of their head rather than allowing God's word to be what's coming out of their mouth. Amen? This is what it's talking about. You can read through that. I want to end on this. Wisdom's identifier. And this is the thing, because a lot of times with wisdom, there can be, associated with it, there can be an attitude of superiority. Did you see how wise that was that I did? You know, it's like, listen to me talk, because I like to listen to me talk. You know, wait till you hear this. This is really good. This is some real revelation. Remember they used to call it heavy revy? You know, it's like some real heavy stuff here. And I like James here, because he says, you know what? Revelation that comes from God, wisdom that comes from God is not like that. It's not prideful. It doesn't exalt itself. And so it's going to be the indicator that the heart's in a good condition is the actions it produces are peaceful ones. They're not, the wisdom of God is not designed to cause you to be able to perceive what's wrong in somebody else, you know, and bring judgment on somebody else. Wisdom from God causes peace. The ministry we've been given is a ministry of reconciliation, to bring people together. Is that right? So anything that we're doing that actually is reflecting the word of God that's come in and made a difference in our heart is not going to be a strife heart. It's not going to be something that causes offense in our heart. It's not going to be an offended heart, right? It's going to be a heart that's been touched by the grace and the mercy of God that says, the only reason I'm here right now is that first gospel word that I heard, that I wasn't deserving of it, but Jesus came, gave his life for me. Amen? Then everything else about every other wisdom has to go through that I'm just here because of Jesus. Amen? If you consider yourself, I'm going to read this quote. If you consider yourself to be wise and one who understands the ways of God, advertise it with a beautiful, fruitful life guided by wisdom's what? Pompousness. Amen. Gentleness. Never brag or boast about what you've done, and you'll prove that you're truly not just acting in wisdom, but having the identity of wisdom, of the wise. Is this good? But if there's bitter jealousy or competition hiding in your heart, didn't come from him, then don't deny it and try to compensate for it by boasting and being phony. And it's, don't think of somebody else right now. Let's just take this for us, all right? For that has nothing to do with God's heavenly wisdom, but can best be described as the wisdom of this world, both selfish and what? Devilish. Huh. So all wisdom isn't okay. And you'll know which wisdom you've been aligning yourself with by the fruit. Amen? So where jealousy and selfishness are uncovered, you will also find many troubles and every kind of meanness. And you can't get around it by just saying how much you know God personally, how much he's your personal savior, and how much you have a direct line to him, and how much you've isolated from yourself from everybody else and gotten this direct word from him. No, you haven't. Right? But the wisdom from above is always pure, filled with peace, considerate, and teachable. It is filled with love and never displays prejudice or hypocrisy in any form. And it always bears the beautiful harvest of righteousness. Isn't this cool? Who's he talking to? He's talking to Christians, born again Christians. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things are passed away. I've been born again. Good seeds of wisdom's fruit. Don't you like this? And what is wisdom's fruit? How did you get this fruit? It came from the words that you put into your heart that allowed that condition of the heart to be wise. Amen? Isn't this good? Because I believe that there's hope for all of us. No matter how long we've been in the way or out of the way or whatever of the way, you know, right? Just being older in this thing doesn't make you better. And it doesn't exclude you from changing. I love this. The older I get, the more I can change. The more I can be transformed into that image. Amen? Praise God. Let's see, what was that? Let me just read that last one again. And it always bears a beautiful harvest of righteousness. Good seeds of wisdom's fruit will be planted with peaceful acts by those who cherish making peace. Isn't that cool? This is God's wisdom, isn't it? And it's directly connected to words input. Makes us fearful of allowing other things to come in and touch our heart. Amen? One thing good that my dad input to me, I believe, I have a healthy fear of drugs and alcohol. And I found out later that, you know, my dad liked to drink beer. He said, I won't do it, though. Not just for me. I fear what it might do to somebody else, you know? But he put a healthy fear in me to where, and this is something I can't imagine why people would take fentanyl. Actually, they gave me some when they were doing some stuff on my heart. I'm thinking, what? My dad said to never do this stuff, you know. But I can't imagine willfully taking some of that stuff because of what it could do to your heart. Yeah. Turn it off and just click the switch. Flip the switch. There we go. Man, at least I didn't say a cuss word, you know. Pretty close there, I guess. So you got to be careful what words are coming out. You're saying, you've been putting something in there, haven't you? Okay. But you know, it's like, I think it should be the same thing. I'm not going to allow something to go into these veins of this temple of the Holy Spirit in the form of words that could cause my spiritual heart. Yeah. And you know, it will connect to faith and to being able to speak to that mountain, whatever mountain it is. If your heart has been in taking something else, those words that come out that try to talk to a mountain have no power from a heart that's been a foolish heart in taking junk, trash, consuming garbage. Amen?